Let's look at how identity is applicable to your business. If you look around your life and your business in particular, what experience are you having? Whatever your experience of your business is, of your life in general, that is the identity that you have. Because your identity is what begins your broadcast. And your broadcast is then vibrating out into the universe. That frequency is matched by the universe, and then it creates that reality, so your external environment looks like whatever it is that reflects who you are. So look around in your business. Do you like what you see? Like, are you being the person who is in flow, who is feeling free in her business, who feels like she works with the most awesome clients that she can go so deep with and use her creative side to express herself in her business? Do you feel like you are fully showing up as who you are in your zone of genius? Is that where you're focusing most of your efforts, most of your energy, most of your time? In your zone of genius, in that territory of unique brilliance of who you are? Or are you focusing a lot of your energy on maintenance? Or are you doing things that you're good at but don't necessarily love anymore? Because you have actually changed, but your business has not. I see that all the time. When a person starts with a particular technique that they have mastered, and then they utilize that technique, they build a whole business on that, and then 10 years later, they look back and they have evolved since then. They already are interested in many other things. They have dug deep into who they are, and they wish, they desire to show up in their life very differently, but they're still maintaining this thing that they built based on a technique that they have learned 10 years ago, and they're still utilizing that. And then they feel very trapped in the business because their business feels like it's kind of dead, even though it's producing income and it's probably a stable income at that point because it's, you know, the same clients, let's say you know what you're doing, or maybe it's an inflow of clients through a particular funnel that has been created and it seems to be working, so it just keeps working. And then this person feels like, well, I have this. How can I wish for anything more? I don't have the right to ask for something, you know, even more wonderful. But what if that person wants to travel? What if they want to be able to actually get away from their business and be somewhere else for a month? Let's say go to France or to Bali or to Mexico or something and explore reality in a different way. Well, if their business is set up in a way that that's not an option, then it's not an option. But that is based on the identity that they are utilizing for their business. In other words, there is a discrepancy between who they are now as an identity that's personal and who they were, which was the identity on which they have built their business. And they're not matching each other anymore, so that their business is not bringing them joy anymore. If we want to change something in our business, we have to first look, who are we in the business right now? Like, who are you? Are you seeing yourself as, I'm a dutiful person, I'm a hard worker, or I'm a person who never follows through, or I'm a person who follows through all the time even if it hurts me, or I'm the person who needs to help everybody who asks me for help? All those pieces, it's not good or bad, it's just they all parts of your identity right now, and that's why your environment, including your business, looks the way that it looks and feels to you the way that it feels. That external environment is not just about material things, it's also about how you respond to it. Remember, the next level from the material reality is the emotional response. So whatever your emotional response to your material reality is actually determined by your identity of who are you being in your business. So for a moment, look at what you want your business to look like, to feel like to you. Do you want to have clients with whom you can go deeper or more creatively exploring whatever it is that you now are into? Do you want to have more free space in your business? either for travel, like to be able to maybe do your business from anywhere, like location free, or maybe you're interested in just more free space for your other pursuits, like let's say for your meditation, for your going on trips or walks or spending time with your family or something else that you're really into. Do you want to generate higher income in your business and you've been kind of spending your time trying to do it and working really hard and it's not quite getting you to the next level, no matter how much you seem to be doing the right things? So look at what is it that right now you have versus what is it that you would like to have in your business and how that reflects on who you are. Because our business and our life is kind of the same thing. When you're an entrepreneur, it's essentially an ascension school. You're learning how to ascend or upgrade your consciousness, because being an entrepreneur is definitely something that's self-transformation related. If you are not transforming who you are, then you're not really having an adventure. And the word entrepreneur actually means adventure in French. So if you're having an adventure in your life and you're applying it onto making money, that's essentially being an entrepreneur. So when we forget about the adventure part and we get stuck in a day-to-day maintenance of things or in a scarcity of how do I get to whatever, we actually end up in the identity that is believing those things. So look at the what you have and what you would like to have. Look at the discrepancy between the two. Like the person that you are now, as an identity, you are this, this, and that. The person that has this thing that you would like to have already, who is she? She is this, this, and that, something else other than what you are being. So this is where we come to a really important part as to how do you actually create soul freedom business. The business when your soul is guiding you, when you are free, and yet it's a business, it's making money, it's an adventure that results in you serving from this deepest place of who you are, from your uniqueness, while being free in your life instead of trapped in I have to make money part. So how do you create this soul freedom business? Well, the conscious energetics of that is that you would have to step into the identity that you currently don't have. That's the part that a lot of times kind of hard to wrap your mind around, but think of it like the way children do. They play pretend to be the queen of the castle, right? Or the, I don't know, unicorn or whatever it is. They're not physically turning into a unicorn or the queen, but they are believing in that moment to fully be whatever it is, the identity that they are pretending, right? It's kind of like a method of acting on stage, let's say, or in the movies, where you not just playing the role by going through the motions of the character, but you emotionally find something in you that is related to that character. Like maybe you haven't experienced what it means to be, let's say, that confident or that free or that selective or that well-boundaried, but you probably have some teeny little experiences of that. Like, look through your life where you did have some of those so you can find what did it feel like when I did have a clear boundary and I could say no in a healthy way. Or what did it feel like when I felt free? Maybe it was one time when you took a vacation to, I don't know, Peru and you stood in a mountain and you looked at the valley and you just felt like, oh my God, I could fly. Okay, that's not necessarily literally applicable to business, but it doesn't matter because it's an experience your body remembers. So what we want is we want to find these little snippets of experiences that match what is the identity that you need to be in order to step into the different type of broadcast. Okay? So remember, identity is the point that initiates the broadcast. Who you are being will determine what reality you have. Experientially, emotionally, and externally, materially. So, if you figure out that, okay, in order for me to have the experience I want to have, like let's say the answer to my previous question as to what kind of a business you would like to have, you said, I would like to have more income, I would like to have a easier flow of clients coming in. I would like to have higher level clients that pay my higher fees. Maybe I'd like to upgrade my pricing. I would like to teach this program that I've always wanted to teach, or I would like to integrate this something that I've learned, and I've been playing with this myself, but I have not actually worked with clients on that, but I would love to somehow integrate that in, like create a new offer. Okay, whatever those things are, they have a certain experience. So they're not just material pieces, right? They look at how you would feel if you had that. You would feel probably confident. You will feel relaxed somewhat. You would feel inspired maybe. You would feel safe. You would feel free. You would feel like anything is possible. You would wake up happy, looking forward towards your day. Maybe you would not work from certain time and certain days. Maybe you would choose to only start working at certain hour, or vice versa, end your day early every day. Maybe you choose to not work on weekends and a Friday, so then you work 4 day week. It doesn't really matter what it is. It has to be something you desire. But whatever that is, how would you feel inside that? Look for what that experience is, and for a moment, just play pretend. So you fully let yourself dream. Whatever that experience for you is, that's what you need to hold as the new identity. That is who you must be at all times in order to create that experience in your business and your life. And in order to uphold that, it has to anchor in a physical body. That's the conscious energetics that's really important, because if it doesn't touch the body, it's just in our head, in our mind. So it has to be in the body. And in order to help the body, you can look through your library of personal experiences, even if they're not business applicable, but find something where you had similar experiences, even in small doses. Or maybe you envisioned yourself to be something like a character in a movie or something like that. Great. Utilize those. Embody that. And then bring that into your everyday life. That's the future identity creation. That's a conscious energetics method of anchoring it within your physical body. So then in every single day, as you live your life, notice the discrepancy between, oh, I would like to be this new identity, and there's a friction between how I'm habitually thinking or believing or doing versus how this new identity would have. Like, let's say, would your new identity rush to pick up the phone, or would your new identity say, well, it's a weekend, so I don't pick up the phones on weekend? Would your new identity stress over, okay, I have to make sure I do this really correctly, or would she trust that this is something you choosing to do for a reason, that there is a higher purpose to it, and look for, okay, what is my part in co-creation with the universe? And then because of that trust and the co-creation, there is more space for something else to come in, so then it's not all up to her, it's co-creation with the universe, with her soul. This is the soul strategy, when we actually not pushing with the ego, but instead we're utilizing the soul mission, brilliance of who we are shines through, and then we serve through that. And then the universe responds. Now that's the kind of a highest identity that you can have here in connection with this. So your version might be a little smaller than that, but whatever it is, that's the practice that you want to start doing. The new identity, so really play pretend what your life would look like if you had everything that you wanted. Then you step into it, you embody that. And if you're having a little bit of a difficult time, look for your current life experiences that could back up that experience in your body. And then apply it on your everyday sort of activities at all times. How would that other person, the new me, the future me, how would she handle this? And notice if she would handle it differently. So then Go at the way she would handle it instead of how you would normally habitually handle it. That's how you then change your reality and your business, and you end up with the soul freedom business. The business when your soul is guiding you, when you have the freedom of experience, and when you have a business that's actually making revenue.